this I will see the goodness of the Lord. Just keep singing that for a while.
I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord. I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord.
His goodness, His mercy, everlasting. His compassions are new every morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for your goodness. We magnify your goodness. We glorify your mercy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. It's because of your goodness that we're not consumed. Because of your mercy that are everlasting and everlasting, you have brought salvation to us. We thank you, Father. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise in this place. Hallelujah. Truly the Lord is the light of our salvation. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Patankusti. Dan stiketum mananjinkai. Do chikachinde. Anjong kanse. Padunkeshe. If you will see and walk and realize that I am good all the time, there's never a situation in your life that I have left or that I am not there. And my goodness is ready to go into action on your behalf. So do not fear and do not waver, but continue to go forth and say and do what I've given you to do. And you'll see that life will be full of mercy. And good things will come your way. All the enemy will, he'll kick up a storm here and there and try to bring a flood your way. But I'll raise up a standard against him in your life. Let my word be a light to your path. Let it show you the steps that you may take. For the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Walk in those steps and in those ways, and then you'll see what life is supposed to be. Father, we thank you and praise you. Give you glory, give you glory, give you glory. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We will see the goodness of the Lord. We will see the goodness of the Lord. We will see the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank the Lord. We will see the goodness of the Lord. The goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We will see the goodness of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Well, praise the Lord. You know, I'm thinking here, you know, some folks are facing something. What's going to happen? You're going to see the goodness of the Lord. Amen. You're dealing with stuff. Well, you're dealing with something in your body right now. You're going to see the goodness of the Lord. You're dealing with a financial issue. You're going to see the goodness of the Lord. You're dealing with a relationship issue. You're going to see the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Well, some are trying to tell us that our country's going to hell. I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to stand and say we're going to see the goodness of the Lord in this country. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter the world, the way the world goes. Our God is greater. Our God is greater. His goodness cannot be contained. It will overflow and do a work in these days. Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, you can be seated if you can. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Well, the Lord is good, and His mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. You know, I just can't get away from that, about the goodness of God. I'm thinking of the king in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Yeah, let's go to 2 Chronicles chapter 20. I'm going to read this from the King James Bible. And I just, hallelujah. You know, I spent time, I wrote out a whole list of scriptures here. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. King Jehoshaphat, ruler over Judah, has seen the enemy army, the Moabites and the Ammonites, have come against Judah, people of Judah. And they're going to fight. They're wanting to fight them. And in verse 3 of 2 Chronicles chapter 20, I might as well just read a good portion of this and look at this whole story here. Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord. I tell you, just as soon as fear raises its head, go to God. Go to God. You go to the doctor and get a bad report. Well, you know, the doctor's not trying to give you a bad report. They're just telling you facts as they see them, right? But to you, it's a bad report. Go to God. Jehoshaphat feared, and he set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim a fast throughout all Judah. You know, I'm concerned in our day. You know, if we got in that position, the first thing we might seek is Google. I better find out all I can about this. Come on now. We laugh about it, and like somebody used to say, it'd be funny if it wasn't so sad. Set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. Man, that's revival right there. Amen. That's revival. You know, we're talking about these last day revival, and I believe we're going to see a great move of God. We were talking about just somebody mentioned just here a little while ago, you know, the Bible says that judgment shall begin at the house of the Lord. Well, what is that? That's revival. That's the first step of revival. We judge ourselves. Where are we? Where are we? Where are the vived? In other words, those who are alive, we want to be revitalized, re-energized, if you will, with this life. Because you know what? You know, if you've got a fire and it's starting to go out, you can't, there's no sense throwing other logs until you get it going again. You might have some embers. Maybe there's a lot of us, sometimes we're running on embers and we have no flame, a fire. Well, get those embers stoked again, start fanning those embers, and then you can start adding other logs on it. And once you get on fire, well, I tell you, once you get a good fire going, you can throw logs, that thing will burn a long time. And that's what I think we're looking at here. But we're going to gather ourselves together to seek the Lord. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court. And he said, O Lord God of our fathers, are you not God in heaven? And rulest not thou over the kingdoms of heaven? And in your hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand you? Are you not our God who did drive out the inhabitants of this land before the people of Israel and gave it to the seed of Abraham, your friend forever, your covenant friend? And they that dwelt therein and built you a sanctuary therein for your name, saying, if when evil comes upon us as a sword, a judgment, a pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house and in your presence, for your name is in this house. Oh, glory to God. You know where the name of the Lord resides now? You know, it still resides in the temple of God. But ye are the temple of God. Know you not? Hallelujah. And cry unto you in our affliction, then you will hear and help. Notice that he recounts past victories, all the great things that God has done. You know, sometimes it's just good to stop and say, God, I was headed to a sinner's hell. I was on my way. I was lost. I had no way. I thought I had you, but I didn't know you. But you intervened. And whatever your story is, you sent so-and-so by my path who loved me and shared the word of God with me. And I heard your good word. And when I called upon your name, you answered. And you saved me, hallelujah. You delivered me from whatever this was. And you healed me from whatever this was. And that one time I needed to pay my bills, you came through with this way. And that other time that happened, you did this for me. Glory to God. And are you not the same God today that you were back then? Yes, you are God. And now, this situation's come up, God. See, he's already got himself by recounting what God has done. Now, verse 10, and now behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom you would not let Israel invade when you came out of the land of, we came out of the land of Egypt, but turned from them and destroyed them not. Behold, I say, how they reward us to come to cast us out of your possession, which you have given us to inherit. O our God, will you not judge them? For we have no might against this great army that comes against us. Neither do we know, we don't know what to do, but our eyes are upon you. Now that's what he's saying there. He's saying what Paul said to the Ephesians, having done all to stand. Lord, we've done all. We've got to the end of our place. So we're just going to stand. We can't fight this army naturally. We don't have an army that would match them. There's nothing that we can do naturally to put us in a position to win this time. But we're looking to you. Our eyes are on you. Verse 13. And all Judah stood up before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. Then upon Jahaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaniah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. Now, the reason that he lists that whole genealogy there is because the Levites were the priests and the sons of Asaph were the worshipers. And upon this worship leader, if you will, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. And he said, hearken, all Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord unto you, be not afraid, nor be dismayed, by reason of this great multitude. For the battle is not yours, but God's. Hallelujah. They came to seek. You know, the Lord says the same thing today. He said, I will not leave you nor forsake you. Hebrews chapter 13 says that God is on our side. We don't have any reason to be afraid. He's never going to leave us nor forsake us. What can man do to us? What can anybody do to us? Hallelujah. Well, they could kill you. Thank God. Thank God. If the worst that ever happened to you was that you went to heaven. Come on now. Sometimes, you know, if we're not careful, we fear what is a blessing. We got none of us. Now, I'm not saying get in a hurry to go, but you want to finish what God has for you here. But don't ever be afraid of going to heaven. Come on now. Let's read what happens here. Tomorrow, he says. Now, he's going to get, here's some instruction. It's always good, and I've always found this to be true. When you have a situation, you go to God, he's going to give you your part. Now, we know he's going to do his part. How many of you found God to be faithful? But you know, what? A lot of times, if we're not careful, we just sit back and we're waiting, God, you just do everything, you know, and there's no part. There is always in these things, in covenant, there's man's part, there's God's part. Now, I can't do God's part. For instance, I can't save myself, but God could save me. Well, and he's not going to do my part, which was call on his name. You see, how each of us had a part to play? Now, obviously, God's part's greater, but it is dependent on us doing our part. And so he says this, tomorrow go down against them. Behold, they come by the cliff of Ziz. He even tells them where they're coming. You shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Judah. You shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord. Of the Lord with you. Now, that's just not by accident he told them. Every one of these folks, they've heard the story of the deliverance of Moses standing at the Red Sea. They've heard where Moses said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And it's so funny. God said, why are you standing here? Get in there. Sometimes we think stand means do nothing. Sometimes standing on the word means go forward. He said, but he said that to them. And so you realize automatically something's rising up on the inside of them. And you will see the salvation of the Lord with you, Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground. And all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell down before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and of the children of the Korites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. See, don't forget to thank God. Give him praise. Give him honor. Glorify him. Now look what happened. They rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper." What's he saying? Let's believe the word. Let's believe the word. Let's believe the word. Let's believe the word. Now, most of them weren't carrying around a copy of the Bible, the Word of God, like we have today. But the Lord spoke to them, and sometimes he speaks supernaturally like that to us by prophetic utterance or by the leading of the Spirit. But he's already spoken to us by his word. Believe the word. Believe the word, he's saying. Verse 21, and when he had consulted with the people and appointed singers unto the Lord, that they should praise the beauty of his holiness. And as they went forth before the army and to say, "Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever." Amen. Praise the Lord, he said, "for his mercy endures forever." And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord sent ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. Now I want you to notice here. Before their army, which they'd already declared, our army's not big enough to take care. What we can do in and of ourselves is not enough to win this battle, Lord. So they said, send the praise. He sent the praisers out in front. Listen to me. He sent praise and worship out in front of what they could do themselves. That didn't mean the army didn't show up. The army showed up, but we're praising God ahead of time because we know in and of ourselves we're not enough. I'm telling you, when you praise God before you see the answer, before you have it in your possession, you start praising and worshiping God, and you, having done all to stand there, stood the army. We're standing here, but let's send the praise out in front of us. And those praisers and those worshipers went out in front of that army that day, and as they did, it confused the enemy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm reminded of the psalm where it talks about how the praise of God, praising God, defeats the enemy. He's defeated. He can't handle. There's nothing he can do against that. It says, and the Lord sent ambushments against the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. Verse 23, and the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another. And when Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked into the multitude, and behold, there were dead bodies fallen to the earth, and none had escaped. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them in abundance both riches with the dead bodies and precious jewels, which they stripped off for themselves, more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days in gathering the spoil. It was so much. And I said, well, why did they have all that with them? Because they're coming. Listen, they're coming to take over and possess the land that God had given by promise to the children of Israel. And they're bringing their goods with them. They're bringing their life with them, all that they possess with them, because they thought they're going in to possess this land, and we're going to make your home's going to be my home. But Judah, King Jehoshaphat, and those praisers stood up and said, "Our God, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever." Hallelujah. His mercy endures forever. Father, I can't win this battle on my own, but your mercy, you are good, Lord, and your mercy endures forever. I praise you, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the very thing the devil meant for your destruction, the very thing the devil meant to come in and take over what belonged to you, turned out to be spoil unto you. Hallelujah. And the very thing that was meant to replace you becomes your possession. Hallelujah. It says there, more than they can carry. They were 3 days in gathering the spoil. It was so much. And the fourth day, they assembled themselves in the valley of Barakah. Now, if you look that up, that in my note, I've got a little note, a letter G. I look down here, and that word means blessing. The fourth day, they assembled themselves in the valley of blessing, for there they blessed the Lord. Therefore, the name of that place was called the Valley of Barakah unto this day, or the Valley of Blessing unto this day. Then they returned every man of Judah and Jerusalem and Jehoshaphat in the forefront of them to go again to Jerusalem with joy, for the Lord had made them to rejoice over their enemies. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You see, it looks like God's pattern is this: rejoice ahead of the battle and rejoice after the battle, for the battle is not yours, it is the Lord's. And the victory is already won. Glory to God. Amen. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? I will declare, I will see the goodness of the Lord. Amen. I will declare, I will say it out of my mouth, because I believe it in my heart. Goodness and mercy. Hallelujah. Turn over to Psalm 23. Psalm 23. What's that?
What's the sermon?
What do you mean, what's the sermon?
The topic.
The title? Or whatever you call it, whatever you want. I have no idea. And whatever you want to call it. Psalm 23. Psalm 23. Now, I have trouble. This psalm, if ever I'm reading it just myself, or if I'm using it in a lesson or preaching from it, I never just read one verse. I read the whole thing. So I want to, let's go to verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd. Jehovah is my shepherd. Glory to God. I shall not want. Jehovah, the Lord, the I am. The I am that I am. The right now. The ready, the deliverer is my shepherd. He's my Lord. He's my Savior. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. How many know still waters, you know, are good, calm waters? He restores my soul. Surely, he says, he leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Now, you know, sometimes we get the idea that we're never going to have any challenges in life, or that nothing's ever going to come against us, or, you know, but I'm telling you, we have an enemy. But that's all right. We're not, you know, Jesus has defeated him, and he is our enemy, and he is an opponent of, and we must deal with him. Now, I'm going to say, you know, the devil loves to get us in a place of non-resistance, to where we just, well, you know, and you can even get that place in talking about, well, the devil is defeated, and he is, but when he starts coming around, you don't do anything about it, you've got to enforce his defeat, folks. You have to remind him, wait a minute. What are you doing crawling up there trying to crawl through my toes? You're under my feet. Get back down there. Amen. Now here he says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. See, sometimes God's going to bring you through things. I will fear no evil. Don't stay there in the valley, but walk through it. You are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Now, I read all that to get to verse 6. Surely, goodness and mercy. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Surely, goodness and mercy. Glory to God. Shall follow me all the days of my life. That means you don't even have to turn around and look. They're there. Come on. They're there. I'm walking. It doesn't matter. God sent me over here to go this place. And I know he sent goodness and mercy with me. Amen. I don't have to. Well, what happens if I stumble and start to fall back? Goodness and mercy are right there to catch me. They're following me all the days of my life. In fact, the word follow there doesn't just mean they're just kind of walk. It means they're in hot pursuit. Glory to God. They're in hot pursuit. Follow me all the days of my life. Now, in the Message Bible, listen to this. A David psalm. God, my shepherd, I don't need a thing. You've bedded me down in lush meadows. You find me quiet pools to drink from. True to your word, you let me catch my breath and send me in the right direction. Even when the way goes through Death Valley, I'm not afraid when you walk at my side. Your trusty shepherd's crook makes me feel secure. You serve me a 6-course dinner right in front of my enemies. Now, you know, that's not heaven. There's no enemies in heaven. That's right now. Now, your enemies, flesh and blood, no people are, there's not a person that's your enemy. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. We wrestle against, you know, the principalities and power, like we said, the devil and his crew. Amen. But right in the midst, you know, when you, and I've done it before. Now, today wasn't one of those days. You know, I don't know, we were kind of talking in the back. I felt like I was, you know, watching, I was in one of those Animal Planet, National Geographic, you know, of shows where they're going to go out and they're going to capture an animal to study him, you know, and they dart them, they shoot them with that dart, and the animal just goes, phew. I felt like that. I felt like I got darted today. I don't know what happened, but I got home after lunch, and I got home and, you know, changed into something more comfortable, and boom, they hit me with a dart. I have no idea what they did to me. Right, just like that animal. I'm still waiting. I was kind of waiting for the shot, you know. Where's that shot they give them to, you know, get them back on their feet? Kind of happened during praise and worship there, I think. Talking about the goodness of the Lord. But I forgot my point here for a minute. Anyway, but, you know, in front of our enemies, he's going to feed us. Hallelujah. I like what he says here. You revive my drooping head. My cup brims with blessing. Your beauty and love chase after me every day of my life. I'm back home in the house of God for the rest of my life. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Glory to God. You know, we got that shield of faith that catches all those fiery darts of the enemy, right? We're dressed in the armor of God. Oh, I remember what my point was about the dart. It wasn't about the dart. It was about something else. But, you know, when you sit down to a meal, right when your enemy's coming, you sit down to a meal and, you know, you just relax, act like nothing's going on. There's times, you know, that I'm just in the midst of the most turmoil. My mind is racing. It's going everywhere. And, you know, I'm confessing the word. But you know those times you're saying the word, but still something, you know, you keep having all these thoughts. And the devil, it's not going to work this time. I don't know what works for you, but here's something that worked for me over the years. I go take a nap. I just say, I'm not worried about it. God, you got it. With groanings which cannot be uttered. And I found it amazing when I wake up, the devil's done talking. He's like, you got to be kidding me. I've worked and worked and worked and got all this arranged and now you take a nap? That's right, devil. The battle's not mine, it's the Lord's. And you are defeated, glory to God. And I will declare, I'm going to see the goodness of the Lord. For the Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. Praise ye the Lord. For his mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, I don't know what works for you. Whatever will, God will give you something. But just go be at peace. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, glory to God. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father, for just exhorting us tonight by your Spirit. Thank you, Lord God. We will declare, hallelujah, your goodness over every situation. We will see your goodness in this election, Lord God. Hallelujah. Lord, that doesn't mean our candidate, but we're going to see your goodness. We leave that to you. You are the goodness decider, glory to God. But we'll see your goodness. Hallelujah. We're going to see your goodness on our way home tonight. We're going to see your goodness when we lay down our head tonight. We're going to see your goodness throughout the night. You're going to keep us. And in the morning when you wake us, we're going to see your goodness. We're going to take a deep breath and breathe in your goodness. Hallelujah. We're going to wake and dress and get ready for our day because you are good and your mercy endures forever. You're going to give us all that we have need of tomorrow because you are good, Lord God. We're going to see your goodness throughout the day. And when we come home when we lay our head back down tomorrow night, we're going to thank God for the goodness that you've given us. And we're going to wake again and your goodness is going to be there again the next day and the next day and the next day and the next day because you are good. Everlasting is your goodness, God. Hallelujah. We're going to continue just to rest in your goodness. For the Lord, you are good. Your mercy endures forever. Your tender mercies are over all your works, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for your goodness. And we will magnify and glorify that goodness and that mercy. Praise be to God. Praise. And shuji dienja gijoja danjunji he. Ajungin chincha to kushunji ganji. And shikishi jingunde. Jaju jumban jingidi jepeji. Oh, chingachanda. Ah, for when you don't know what to say, when you don't know which direction to turn, always turn and declare the goodness of God. And you can look at any situation, no matter what the report, no matter what the thought. Just declare that the Lord is good. I don't know what's going to happen, but I tell you this, I'm going to see the goodness of God in this situation. God is going to be good to me in this situation. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Hallelujah. 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 I'm speaking to somebody that's not in this room right now. In fact, you're watching us right now. Or you might be watching even recording. Doesn't matter when you're watching it. But you're watching this right now. And you said, well, I wish that was true. I wish that was true for me. I'm telling you right now, the Lord just prompted me to look at you and to say, God's goodness is already at work on your behalf. Stand and see the salvation of the Lord. His goodness is at work already in your behalf. And you will see the goodness of the Lord. Don't give up. Don't quit. Just keep on declaring it. Keep on thanking God. And you will see a manifestation of what it is that you have need of. Don't worry about the timing of it. Don't worry about God's goodness is going to take care of it all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, I said that to them, but you know, if you need that, you can just receive that for yourself. Amen. You're going to see the goodness of the Lord. Let's all stand up together. Praise the Lord. Our prayer team's coming down. They're coming down here, the men and the ladies. Praise the Lord. Well, I guess I'll preach that list of scriptures the next time. That was a lot better than the sermon I had. The sermon I had was that the servant of the Lord must not strive. I was going to talk about staying out of strife, which is a good sermon, but I like this one a little bit better, I think. Yes. Amen. Yes. How many of you by the upraised hand would say, God's been good to me? Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. God's been good to me. Well, lift the other hand and then lift your mouth and just thank God for it. Lift your voice. Thank you, God, you've been good to us. If anything else, Lord, if anything else that we're a testimony of, we're a testimony of your goodness. You've been good. And you're going to continue to be good because you are good. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We give you glory. Well, if you need prayer, if you need to talk to somebody, come on down, ladies, to the ladies, men to the men. Anything, we've got Hour of Power coming up on Wednesday night. Don't forget, if you need to register to vote, please stop by out there in the West Lobby and do that. Everybody kind of the south to the end of the west there. Amen. All right, everything good? Connections team, do we have anybody, brother, pastor? Okay. God bless you. Shake hands with somebody and tell them, my God is a good God. Amen. And you can be dismissed.